On December 5th, cinemas across the nation, including several in and around the Los Angeles area, will be screening a production of Riff Trax Live, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Idiot, you've flown us right into a Christmas movie.
Riff Trax is a spiritual successor to the cult favorite television show Mystery Science Theater 3000, otherwise known as MST3K, and involves Misty alums Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, and Kevin Murphy. In partnership with Fathom Events, this is the 10th such live screening since they started back in 2009. I talked with Mike Nelson about riffing in these live events that he equates to doing a live tour all in one night. For those who aren't familiar with what Riff Trax is and what riffing is, how would you define what a riff is?
Well, we always say it's like watching a movie with your funniest friends, and I hope that's true, and that's kind of the tone that we go for is we're making fun of it, but it's in a way that hopefully is pretty lighthearted. Otherwise, I can imagine that Riff Trax would grate on your nerves after a while. Guys who are just sort of upset with a movie does not make real funny. I mean, maybe in short doses, but in the long haul, we're all sort of fans of movies and we want to see good movies, but we also really enjoy bad movies in the right way, you know, and then we give them the appropriate commentary. If something is deserving of a bit of scorn, you get that. But if it's otherwise just sort of incompetent, it's just kind of fun to watch and play along with it.
Have you ever riffed a movie that you personally like loved and were a little afraid to take on?
Oh, yes, yes. We did kind of as a stunt to see, and mostly to prove to people that we don't dislike these movies, certainly not strongly. There are things about everything that you, as a critic, would like to change. But we did Casablanca, which is, you know, it's in my top five favorite movies ever. So we don't hold grudges against these movies, and we don't hate them.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Technically, you're just a minority partner. Good Times Consolidated Holdings is the gin joint's real owner.
Yeah, Rick.
I asked Nelson about the process of writing riff for the live screenings. How long does it typically take to write a riff?
It's probably all told about 2 weeks. It's probably longer for a live show. It's a little more intense. Obviously, you know, there's more people watching you, and there's different considerations and different things that can happen in a live event. But we split up the script, and each writer takes a chunk of it and sort of lays the groundwork, and then we get it all together, and then we just start editing it, and we go over it again and again and again, and just try to find the right ingredients for live. And it's a bit different than doing it for a recorded version, because we've just found that things in live situations will or will not work as well as things in the studio. So, and you also have to be a little light on your feet when you're actually up there on stage, because things surprise you and audiences are different than you thought. So it's a fun thing, but that's basically how we do it. We just start with a loose script, and then we just keep refining it.
Nelson, as well as Riff Trax, will be forever linked to MST3K, which just celebrated its 25th anniversary. He's the first to admit that being connected to the cult phenomenon has its good points and bad.
It was fun to be part of something that got that much attention, but it kind of cut both ways, is that people read into it a lot of times that we were trying to do some sort of meta commentary on society and things like that, and we're always just a bunch of comedians trying to make a really funny show. So you would read think pieces about yourself and go, "Wow, I didn't know I was that smart." So you know, it really wasn't our intent to do anything that was a grand scheme of commenting on stuff. It was much more, you know, we're comedians.
The Riff Trax Live presentation of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians is December 5th, and more information about the show can be found either by going to rifftrax.com, RIFFTRAX.com, or to fathomevents.com.
And a trippy Christmas to all! Ho, ho, ho.
This is Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.